Well, this is from the Whipple Museum, the competitor down the road. And it's really to say that if you come and listen to poetry, you might go home and write some. And so this is an effort inspired by the Whipple, which is called How Are We Beguiled? In the world of Persian astrolabes, the points of the curved spikes mark the exact positions of the brightest stars, with their names labeled at the base of each spike: Sirius, Canopus, Arcturus, Capella. Aurorae quadrants, the pocket-sized 17th century ivory altitude dials, tell the time from the height of the sun to the earth, or the hour of the night from the stars, and thereby the length of the day and the night. In the ancient Chinese tradition of honoring history over observation, they gave the titles imperial concubine and celestial emperor to the constellations on their sky globes. Today, murky uncertainties linger between science and desire, and still mankind embroiders the tree of life with theories while toying with pleasures that both mock and fulfill. Is the grand orrery a mere fanciful heavenly charm? For it is unknown to female nightingales who migrate in darkness, waiting for the males to sing and call them down out of the sky.